Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXOradio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You are listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Beningue. And our phone number is area code 760-337-8874. And also a reminder that you can access our podcast. This show will be available in a couple of weeks on the web. You can access it through kxoradio.com and click on Live Podcast. Well, today Scott is still on vacation, so I'm going solo, but I have two guests. I have Jessica Aviles. She's a program supervisor for Imperial County Behavioral Health, the CalWORKS program. And I have Claudia Hawkins, a social worker from the Department of Social Services. Good morning, everyone.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's just get started. Claudia, yes. CalWORKS. You work for CalWORKS program.
Yes.
Give us a little background of CalWORKS, because I'm also guilty. I always call it, you know, the welfare or the and other names, but it's CalWORKS.
It's CalWORKS. Once a person has been approved to receive cash aid, they meet the requirement, then they become mandatory participants to the program.
In what ways did it change, or why was it changed to CalWORKS?
What do you mean from?
From before it was called, you know, you're getting, you know, people would get cash aid, and there was no other requirements for it.
Oh, I see. You are talking about way before my time. the CalWORKS program, what CalWORKS is trying to do is eliminate barriers from people becoming self-sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
So what we want to do is empower people through different trainings or helping them. Let me talk about some of the barriers that we try to eliminate. For instance, if somebody doesn't speak English, we send them to an assessment. Everybody has to go through an assessment. And once we receive the recommendations from the counselor, we either send them to English ESL classes, GED or high school diploma classes, work experience. If they don't have a vocational training, we do that as well. And the main reason we are here today, also we try to eliminate mental health barriers through the unit that Jessica supervises.
Now, all these, when you say, you know, we eliminate the barriers and different classes, is that paid through Department of Social Services, or is it on the recipient?
It is through the Department of Social Services. It is, the client doesn't have any expenses to them. It's everything through social services.
And what if you send them to a class and let's say that day they don't attend the class?
If they don't attend...
Or like the ESL class or, you know, one or the other.
Well, CalWORKS, we do have to follow state and federal regulations. And let me say that for a single parent household, that person, mom or dad, they have to comply with 32 hours of activities every single week for as long as they remain on cash aid. A two-parent household has to meet 35 hours of activities per week. So these activities that we send them to are designed to meet those federal and state regulations. And if they do not comply with the activities, if it is determined that they did not have good cause for not attending, we start a process that is called pre-sanction.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to explain the pre-sanction process?
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.